Well, hello guys, now here's another obese femon. You'll notice it's always the obese femons that are screaming and yelling and not so much the obese males. But apparently this femon is a 6XL or a size 24 in the UK. They don't mention how much she weighs. Then she's an influencer, so obviously she hasn't got a job. But she's complaining about the airline that she flew with doesn't support overweight people. Apparently she had to disembark on the plane and get to the foyer or whatever. Then they were going to use a wheelchair. But when the person saw the size of the femon they were going to push in the wheelchair, they walked away. And this was a femon also. And I don't blame her. She doesn't want to get damaged and then be off work. So this femon had to walk. And she said she almost passed out. Her lips went white. Of course, proving that she's completely unhealthy at that size. And in fact, it's killing her. I mean, if you can't walk that distance without having to needing oxygen, that tells you something's very, very wrong with her. These crazy people don't want us to accept them the way they are. They want to be treated special. So this femon's doing a demonstration in the airport. And of course, she's after attention and maybe some compensation. I mean, it's not the airline's fault. It's not anybody's fault that she's obese. It's her fault. And I myself are getting really bored of people having to appease these type of people. And I believe most airlines are bending over backwards to try and appease these obese people. And they shouldn't, because they're just helping them be obese. And airline tickets go up just to appease these people. Because usually the only way people get like this is from overeating, eating the wrong foods and not exercising. Basically, they're lazy. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. So this femon expects everybody else to go out of their way to help her, when she won't even help herself and cut down eating. And it's funny, really, because she's an influencer and she has 140,000 followers. They've actually mentioned that in the paper. So I guess it's the amount of followers you have as how important you are. I guess I'm not very important then. Take it easy, guys.